ahead, Ed.
Dosimeter readings for you.
Okay, we've handed over, and I'm ready to copy your post-sleep.
Okay. Alan, dosimeter 1.
Apollo Control at 26 hours, 3 minutes. You heard that conversations with the crew sounding alert and wide awake. The launch vehicle debriefing time will not be changed. However, it appears likely that other events in the flight plan preceding that may very well take place at the leisure of the crew. We're at 26 hours, 4 minutes into the flight. We show Apollo 14 at a...
Houston.
Okay, Houston, I'll reach you now.
Roger, I think we rotated between a couple antennas there. But you're loud and clear now.
For my sleep, I slept for about 4 hours straight and then another 2 or 3 intermittently. I feel very good.
Roger. Al, this is Houston. You're very, very weak. Would you repeat?
Okay, and the sleep cycle about the same for me. Slept down
for 5 hours,
and then
intermittently
for
another
2, and we feel
like
coming up here.
Roger, Al. For some reason, you're not nearly as readable as Ed is, and it sounds like... Well, I guess I can't really say what the problem is there on your mic. I'm getting a lot of interference when you start and stop a transmission. I got no suggestion on what to do to improve it.
Okay, how do you read this?
That's a lot better, Al.
Okay, the mic is a long way away from
I think we got it. 4 to 5 hours good sleep and then a little bit intermittent after that. Is that about it?
That's correct. The general condition is excellent.
Al, you're still breaking up. I really can't give you a good description of what is wrong, but you're just not very readable. Okay.
And Houston, I'll go ahead start charging pad A with your concurrence, and we have changed the LiO canister.
Roger, that's affirmative. You can go ahead with that and also give us the LEM CM delta P as shown at the 27 hours error when it's convenient.
Gordon, it's Stu.
You're loud and clear, Stu.
Okay, I guess on my sleep, I'll split it with you about half. I'll say I got 5 hours.
Roger.
My mattress was hard.
Roger. When you're ready to copy, I have some words on... some changes we figured out for the flight plan.
Stand by a minute. Okay, you can go ahead with your change of the flight plan.
Okay, before we start, one reminder is that when you went to sleep, we didn't get any pre-sleep checklist. If there was anything out of the ordinary there, we'll pre-sleep report that was, and we'll take any... standby, I'm getting some words from the surgeon here. Okay, just disregard it. We'll need the both the pre and post sleep reports from here on out. Okay, on the flight plan, if you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Roger. We're going to delay the launch vehicle systems debriefing until 28 hours. And the P-23, which is scheduled at 28:30, we're going to cancel, which will save us some RCS. On along that line, the results of the last P-23 that Stu did, the horizon that he shot at was 28 plus or minus 5 kilometers. And that's right on the pre-flight value, so an update will not be required. And your average error for pointing error was 3 arc minutes, which is right in there with the best ever recorded. And the expert gives you a pat on the back, Stu, and said it was an outstanding job.
Joe, thank you, Gordon.
Okay, on with the flight plan. The Delta V test and null bias check and the P-52, we're going to delay that till 29:10 GET.
Okay, so far I have that we do the launch vehicle debrief at 28 hours.
That's affirmative, Al. And then further after that, we're going to delay the exit of PTC until 29:55. And when we do exit PTC, go right into the mid-course 2 pad attitude.
Okay, PTC to 29:55, and then set up for mid-course 2.
Roger. And all other activities will be nominal, except on the wastewater dump, we want you to dump to a 0% quantity.
Okay, dump the wastewater to 0.
Okay, we have one additional question for the launch vehicle systems performance debriefing. We can either give it to you now so you can think about it, or wait until you get around to it to give it to you. Your choice.
We will take it now.
Okay, the question is, you announced during the docking attempts that you thought the booster was maneuvering a little bit. They'd like you to expand on the direction of the maneuver, the type of maneuver, lateral or oscillating or any other words to that effect, the approximate time the maneuver was first observed, whether it was before the first docking attempt, between the first or second, or if you can relate it to any other activity. Any observed vents from the launch vehicle during the maneuver? And anything else unusual or unexpected that you noticed? Over.
Okay,
number 10, describe the type, direction, and time relation to the booster maneuvers during docking and any events that we noticed during the maneuvers.
Roger, and I was just thinking as I read it that on that time, we can probably go back on a tape and find out when you mentioned it as far as tying down the time accurately. If that might be easier for us to get than you.
Okay, that would probably help us. Thank you.
Hey, that's no sweat, Gordon. I remember the comment when I made it and what the circumstances were.
Okay, Stu. I think that takes care of all the words I got for you right at the moment. Go ahead, Ed.
Our left CM Delta P is 0.3, and I'm standing by for a command module consumables update.
Roger, Ed. Copy 0.3. We don't have the figures on that update yet. One thing I didn't mention is that we are planning to do mid-course 2 as is shown in the flight plan, and that we'll do it such that it will require a clock update as scheduled at about 54 hours and 30 minutes in the timeline.
Okay.
It'll be a roughly 40-minute
clock.
Looks
like we get...
Roughly a 40-minute change.
Say again, Gordon, how much?
It'll be roughly 40 minutes and I still haven't got used to which direction it is. Actually, it's like going into daylight saving time. It'll move your clock ahead.
Okay, Gordon. Looks like we get to Sam that TFM update after all.
Raj.
Apollo Control Houston, 26 hours, 15 minutes. The mid-course correction 2 is scheduled for a ground elapsed time of 30 hours, 36 minutes, 7 seconds, with a delta V of 71.3 feet per second performed with the service propulsion system engine, and a burn duration of 10 seconds. This will force the trajectory to arrive at the moon on time, Greenwich Mean Time, thus requiring the GMT liftoff update. We're at 26 hours, 16 minutes, continuing to monitor, and we show Apollo 14 at 106,915 nautical miles away and traveling at a speed of 4,865 feet per second.